Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
You mentioned the opposite earlier in your statement about the Oakland A's. I say the opposite because if one team is playing at an extremely high level, the Oakland A's are doing whatever the opposite is right now. And I'll be honest, the few times I've watched, it is tough to watch, man. I mean, 17 walks in last night's ball game. They gave up double digit runs on like three consecutive nights earlier in the year. And so this team is going to be a very, very long year for all those guys. Listen, I'm certainly not going to sit here and discredit any of the players for going out. They're going out. They're busting their tail. They're trying to win ball games. But this roster, as compared to the rest of the rosters in Major League Baseball, is not very good.
They're historically bad. I mean, they're only 3-11 now, or only, you know, 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, as you said, into the season. 3-11, I mean, this may be the rate of victory throughout the season. They are a terrible team. Look, they're starting pitchers, and we're 2 weeks in, have an ERA of 10. That, you cannot live like that. It's a wonder they won three games like that. And their bullpen hasn't been that much better. You know, I had a rival executive tell me recently that it reminds him of the movie Major League. Now, I'm not a movie buff, so I don't really know every detail, but I think in that movie, correct me if I'm wrong, the ownership was trying to lose. Again, not blaming any of the players, but the ownership wanted to lose. Do they want to lose? I mean, they're not going to admit this, but is that part of the motive to get them to Las Vegas or somewhere else? There is a lot of buzz about them going to Las Vegas. And baseball's been really good about this. I mean, some of these moves, and I would hope you would agree with me on this, in NFL, ridiculous. The San Diego Chargers belong in San Diego. They don't need another team in Los Angeles. I know we had no teams in Los Angeles for a while. No, and I'm not a football expert. No teams in the second biggest market. Ridiculous. And now we have two teams, which is unnecessary. And, I mean, it certainly has helped the Padres. They are the team now in San Diego. And, I mean, mostly the Padres are helped by the fact that they are trying. They are the opposite of the Oakland A's ownership. Give them credit. I'm giving them all the credit. But, I mean, you know, the Oakland A's front office has been great over the past several decades. They were celebrated in the book Moneyball for being so great, for being able to win on a shoestring, but it can't go on forever like this. And, you know, they look to me like the ownership just isn't putting in any effort, and it's very sad.
Listen, I'll tell you what, I bet you Oakland fans, whatever hands they have left, are hoping that this turns out like Major League. In Major League, they ended up getting to the playoffs, and they ruined ownership's opportunity to move to Florida, I believe it was. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's the movies. That's Hollywood. Tony, this team, I don't guarantee much because I've been wrong enough. I will guarantee this team will not be in the playoffs this year. Will not happen. That's a Hollywood script.
I have a feeling that you'll be right. And, you know, I know Mark Kotze personally. I mean, he was a dude that was on the Padres when my dad was there. He kind of took me under his wing. I do not want to see him have to go through what he's about to go through. But it certainly looks like that's where it's headed. And listen, I think there's something to be said that we've kind of gone back and forth on this over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years as Oakland tries to get a new place, whether it be in Oakland or whether it's in Vegas. This does seem like they are punting with that intention of being able to move. Now, we already know from hearing from Rob Manfred that nothing's going to happen in terms of expansion until Tampa's situation and Oakland's situation is resolved. So looks like Oakland may be trying to speed that process up with the year they're putting together.
And you're kind to say 5-6 years. This has been going on more than a decade at this point. It may seem like it's been going on forever. Same in Tampa. And you hear of a little progress with the stadium in Tampa, but it's gone back and forth forever. I don't feel that there's much chance of a stadium there. You know, I don't know that for sure. Oakland certainly does not seem that way. You hear rumors now of Las Vegas. They're saying nothing's imminent in terms of the move, but of course they have to say that. So, you know,
let me ask you a question when it comes to this whole moving and expansion issue, because you saw that Salt Lake City has thrown their name in the hat in terms of getting in its expansion team. How long do you think Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred in particular, is willing to wait this out? Because it does seem like the expansion topic has started to come up a lot more in the last couple of years. But it seems like, I mean, Rob Manfred has been very patient with the whole Oakland situation and the Tampa situation. How long do you think that they'll wait? Because I would imagine Major League Baseball, they want to expand here as soon as they can.
Right, but they have to get the right cities. You know, we have to question now whether Tampa and even Miami were the right cities to have two teams in Florida. Both struggling. So you got to make sure that you've got it right. You know, he did say he's willing to wait and see how the stadium thing plays out. So, I mean, this could be endless. Give them credit for speeding up the games, but this process, I'm not sure it's going to be speeded up. And there is, beyond the fact that there are towns out there that make sense, I think Las Vegas and, to me, Nashville make the most sense. You know, obviously you've got Portland, you've got Charlotte, you've got Salt Lake City, Montreal. There's a number of candidates. 32 teams, mathematically speaking, might make more sense than 30, maybe. You know, I'm not a math expert, but it does seem to be more of a round number. But, you know, I think that the big thing is, as you said, they've got to wait and see what happens with Oakland and Tampa. But a lot of waiting here. I'm glad the games have been speeded up, but this actual process – it seems to be endless.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, you hope that they come to some type of I don't know, not decision, but an answer for all these teams that are not trying to win baseball games. You add two more, will they be doing the same thing? I don't know. It's a sticky situation, but it'll work itself out at some point. Let's move on to the Phillies, who, and a lot of people felt, you and I both felt, would be a team that could win this division and make some noise. They have started off slow, and all of a sudden, Bryce Harper, who seems to be coming a little bit faster than everybody thought he would be, may play some first base for this ball club. He's begin starting to hit a little bit.
Yeah, even faster than I thought. They said first half. I had heard potentially late May. At this point, he may beat that in terms of the hitting. He seems to be ready. They're not sure on the sliding. I say, you know, we don't have to all be Trey Turner with his fantastic slide. You know, if you can get him in the games and hit, that'd be quite a value for Philly. This guy's a ball player, wants to get on the field, chomping at the bit, willing to play first base. I mean, and I'm with you. We were together on this. The Phillies should be an outstanding team. They were really good as soon as they brought in Rob Thompson, and obviously they did great in the playoffs, surprised a lot of people, including myself, then added Turner, Taiwan Walker, Kimbrel, Soto. I think their winter was as good as anybody's. They should be a much better team than they've shown so far.
Yeah, no, it's really been confusing in some ways. I mean, obviously, when you lose Hoskins, that's gonna hurt a little bit. And but it hasn't just been on the offensive end where they struggled. They struggled in the rotation a little bit, the bullpen a little bit. And you know, you can get a guy like Bryce Harper back, that does patch up some holes by itself.
I mean, he's huge. We saw that in the playoffs last year. This should be a great team, seriously. Nola, Wheeler at the top of that rotation. Ranger Suarez, if fully healthy, really good number three starter. Taiwan, good number four starter. The first time in probably 10 years I look at that bullpen and I don't cringe. It
looks right.
Okay. Looks like they can survive, particularly with that rotation and that offense. At full strength, with Harper back, even without Hoskins, I think this is the best lineup in baseball. We got to wait to see exactly when Harper comes back, but I think everybody's now expecting it to be not too much longer.
Yeah, we'll sit back, wait and see. Right now, the Phillies 5-9, fourth place in the National League East. Again, a lot of baseball left, so can't come up with too many answers as it pertains to that. All right, let's go to Detroit. We don't talk about Detroit very often. But certainly this was a team maybe 2-3 years ago had surprised a lot of people by finishing close to 500. They might even have been right at 500, and they seem to have gone backwards since. AJ Hinch is a terrific manager, a World Series winner, but hasn't quite been able to get this ship kind of going in the right direction. He made some tough decisions a couple games ago. Javi Baez, who the night before had a base running blunder, had another one. Now, I know a lot of people will focus on him not getting out of the box on the double, but he got a double. So I don't think we should hold that over his head. However, the following batter with one out, he gets doubled off a second, forgetting how many outs there are. Now, AJ Hinch, I had to send a message to his ball club, because as he said, it wasn't just Javi Baez who was making these mistakes. He just happened to be the one to make the mistake that he had to kind of make an example out of. Javi Baez, although I don't know that his answer was the greatest, I think ultimately he accepted the punishment and understood why it was happening. But this is something that I think AJ Hinch, I had no problem with. I think this is something AJ Hinch had to do, because if the rest of those guys look and see Javi Baez can be snatched out of a game for making a mental mistake, that means everybody's going to be held accountable.
Absolutely. Well deserved. I mean, he had the triple whammy. He's overpaid based on his performance. He's not performed well, forgetting underperformed. He's performed poorly since he got there, and made a mental gaffe that is really unforgivable, and losing track of the number of outs. I'm with you on the double. It's okay. You can live with that. I did get to second, but you got to remember the outs when you're not performing well. And this is a guy with incredible talent. Did great in New York, other than that thumbs down episode, which he took all the blame for, but he wasn't the only one doing it. But you know, we see what's going on in Detroit, and you know, they've made a lot of mistakes, and I think they need to be thankful that there is such a thing as the Oakland A's, because they're pretty terrible also. And good thing that AJ Hinch did the right thing here. I don't know that's going to solve anything. This team is not good. Even if they're hustling, it's not a good team. They've got a new general manager, obviously, with Scott Harris. May take a while to get everything in place, but I mean, the underperformance of the draft picks, Torkelson in particular, has been notable. They have some pieces that we think will be good players. Riley Green should be. He was an outstanding amateur hitter. You know, they're not completely bereft of talent, but they look like they're a couple of years away. Hinch did the right thing. I'm not sure it's the solution. They need to do. They need to get a better team on the field.
Yeah, no, it may not solve all of their problems, but when you're this early in the season, and if you don't nip those type of things in the bud, as bad as it is now, it could get a whole lot worse if you continue to have guys making mental mistakes like that. And so AJ Hinch had to do what he had to do.